So where are we approaching now?
Well, we're approaching the largest of the Griffin houses in Castle Crag, the Fishwick House. In its day, it was in splendid isolation at the end of the first stage of their entire subdivision. And it's been faithfully and lovingly restored over many years by Andrew and Sue Kirk.
So all this stone, all this facing, all of that is the original?
Yes, it is, and it would have all been quarried on site. So literally, in typical sort of Griffin manner, this organic form has risen out of the very earth on which it sits.
Look at the door itself. That's a beautiful latticework with the glass.
Good morning.
Hello,
good
Sue.
Morning. Hi, Alistair.
Long
hi, Nicole.
Time,
oh, hello there.
Got you.
Are
you working already?
Nice to see you again.
How are you?
Hello, Andrew.
How are you? Good to see you.
Good. Very good indeed.
We'll take you on the grand tour.
I've never been in a Griffin house before. And from the outside, sometimes they can look
forbidding.
A bit squat and uninviting and like a cave. Mm.
The feeling of being in a cave is quite deliberate. Everything about this house, he's playing with your senses. It's a very large entry hall, but it's fairly gloomy. And the light coming into it is all filtered light, pretty much, except for the view there. So you've got light coming down the stairs, which is orange. You've got light coming through these doors, which is orange. From the study, which is orange. Little skylights, the whole thing. But you also feel with very low ceiling that you're in a very confined space, despite the fact that there are pillars holding it up. Now, this large space is, in fact, just an entry hall. That's all it is. Given an enormous amount of the space of the whole of the downstairs up just to getting you into what you're going to see through that window. So he's teasing you with that light out there and the view of the harbour. So if you want to move in this direction, this is towards the harbour, suddenly the main room opens up and it is very big. So you've got that thing over there, which is one of the first of the picture windows in a private residence. It was a very, very large window for its day. So it's almost as if this house is sitting in its own little quiet part of the bush.
It is very, very quiet.
Yeah. And these are all native trees. So all of the garden has been done with native trees. So you can see some exotics down there in other people's gardens.
I see a poinsettia right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. That's the neighbour.
You have made a very determined effort to resuscitate, to revive, to recreate.
We had to. It was an absolute nightmare.
The roof just kept leaking and things just kept breaking. And
the Griffin roofs are infamous, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah. We used to have 20 buckets when it first rained.
We still have we still have the world's biggest collection of old beach towels. Sue's mother cried when we bought the place.
Oh,
the bank managers were very, very concerned.
Yeah.